For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we will be.
Yes.
6 days from today, 32 Brew Street, the San Francisco 49ers, the New York Jets, live on Monday Night Football. An open invitation to anyone in the Sacramento media who wants to pull up, be a part of the biggest show in the city.
Come on.
On one of the biggest days of the year.
Pull it up. We'll have a good time. Champagne and campaign a little bit. Have a good time.
Everyone is welcome on stage with us at 32 Brew Street inside Sky River Casino. Look forward to seeing all of you again. We know space was pretty limited for the 1,000th show here at the Odyssey Studios. Space is virtually unlimited at 32 Brew Street. However, experience has told us when the 49ers play,
yeah,
if y'all riding with D'Lo and KC, you might want to get there early.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, one, the space is going to be filled with our crew. But then as we get closer to get, this space is going to be filled by people who have no idea who we are.
Yeah, 32 Brew is going to be popping.
Yeah, it's going to be popping. It's going to be a day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a day.
I, if you saw me, I was chuckling a little bit. I was smiling a little bit because I was reading the ESPN bottom line. And guess what I saw? Guess who was selected for the President's Cup?
Who?
Keegan Bradley.
Oh, wait a minute.
I had to do a double take.
Wait a minute.
Keegan Bradley selected for the President's Cup of golf. With, you know, that's the golf tournament between, I think it's, what is it, Spain and USA or something?
That is amazing.
But Keegan Bradley.
Salute Keegan Bradley. NBA.com's finest moment. Sacramento Kings rookie Keegan Bradley.
Oh, man. Good times. Good times. We got game number 20.
We do.
Of the top 20 Sacramento Kings games of 2023-2024 going down today. So that'll be in between Trista's visit and Jason Jones' visit at about 2:45, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, we've got much more show ahead. We've obviously talked a lot about the San Francisco 49ers. Brandon Ayuk spoke for the first time today. John Lynch spoke today as well. Obviously, both of them talked about Ricky Pearsall. We'll bring some of that sound to you here as the day progresses. And while we will continue to talk about the San Francisco 49ers quite a bit this season, I hope that we can talk a lot about the Raiders in a good sense. Jesse made a good point recently here in our show notes that the Raiders might still be trying to rid themselves of the Josh McDaniels stink.
Mm.
And thinking that they'll be able to do it in a handful of weeks with Antonio Pierce might be a little naive because of what they did at the final stretch of that season. And it was, salute. It certainly helped, if not solidified, that Antonio Pierce would be the coach of this football team. But, man, every time I want to get excited for this team, I just look at it and go, I just don't see how this offense functions.
Yeah.
In that division where I believe offense is going to be very, very good, especially from Harbaugh's team and the Kansas City Chiefs. And I won't start out with a massive level of hate for Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. I'll wait to see what they could do. Mm-hmm. Seem to be really high on their rookie quarterback, and that's fine. I don't know what you have to be excited about as it pertains to the Las Vegas Raiders offense.
Well, it feels like the two things that you have to be excited about, at least right now, are questionable. You know, and that's Blake Bowers and Devontae.
Yeah, that's
Adams.
Tough. Yeah, that injury to their first round pick is brutal.
So it's already sketchy as is, but if those two are dealing with injuries and, you know, aren't 100% to start the season or even playing in some respects,
mm-hmm.
oh man, that's tough. Somebody's gonna have to step up. Somebody, at least one person's got to step up and say, hey, I can be a playmaker. I can be somebody that's relied upon. And it's probably going to be somebody that we aren't really looking at right now. Because I don't see it.
And that could be Zamir White. That's the interesting thing about the running back position. You can become a star instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like how many times Clyde Edwards-Helaire did this like 5 years ago or four or 5 years ago. Just all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God. People rush into the fantasy wire to make sure they got him on their team. But your ability at that position to become a key component to your offense so, so quickly, man, that your point might be they need an unsung hero. They need a guy we're not thinking about. They need a guy that we're not aware of to turn up and be a star. Or they need a guy to overperform. And that might be Gardner Minshew. I mean, people want to use, I know, cause I'm with you. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. But people desperately want to compare him to Ryan Fitzpatrick. But what you forget about Ryan Fitzpatrick is like, you can go 4-1 with him throwing 12 touchdowns, you know, over that five game period. Mm-hmm. It'll all go to hell after that. Everyone knows that. There's very little in Gardner Minshew's history that says he can go 4-1 or 3-1. Maybe not a ton that says he can go 2-1. But like that's why I've always had a problem with the Ryan Fitzpatrick comparison. Ryan Fitzpatrick will start you at a 10. He might end you at a 4, but he's going to start you up there. I don't know that Gardner Minshew can do that. I hope that I'm wrong. And if he's able to do that, yeah, there could be some success early in the season for the Las Vegas Raiders. And this could be a situation where, man, just try to bank away these wins and see how the division shakes out.
Or the playoff shakes out,
because I don't think they're winning the division.
I feel like, to a certain degree, Gardner Minshew could do that, but it's with all the capable offensive weapons. You know what I mean?
Bowers, Devontae.
Yeah, like if they're all there and, you know, and healthy and ready to play.
Rock.
then, yeah, I think he's capable of doing a little something here and there. If he's losing any of that at all, my belief that he can steal a couple games earlier goes lower and lower. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that's without knowing somebody might step up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Somebody might look at this as their opportunity and step up as that playmaker to be in place of Bowers while he's hurt or Devontae Adams if he's not 100% or not playing or something like that. But if, to a certain degree, or for lack of a better term, if Gardner Minshew is left to his own devices, that's my belief in what he can do goes down.
Start of the schedule for the Las Vegas Raiders at the Chargers. At the Ravens, host the Panthers, home opener, September 22nd. Back-to-back home games here with the Cleveland Browns after that.
Mm.
And then their week 5 game is at Denver. So you've got the Chargers, the Ravens, the Panthers, the Browns, and the Broncos. They've got a week 10 bye to fill out the rest of the schedule. You got the Steelers in Las Vegas. You're back in L.A. to face the Rams. That's got to be convenient. And you host the Kansas City Chiefs, and then you head to Cincinnati before your bye.
I mean,
that 8-9 is tough. Shoot, that 7-8-9 is tough. Rams, Chiefs, Bengals.
I mean, I'm looking at.
You're coming back from the bye against the Dolphins, too.
I'm looking at 2-7.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm looking at 2-7. I got the Panthers. And I'm giving them the Broncos. And who knows, though? That's on the road. Maybe they can get the Steelers. Maybe. So maybe you're talking about.
If they go 2-7, Devontae's gone. If they're going 2-7, you got to trade Davante Adams. Let him live.
Does it matter if you get 3-6? Like, it's like I'm looking out. Maybe I can give him the Steelers. Even though, I mean,
it probably,
you want to talk about like non-home field advantage. That Steelers game is in Los Angeles. Good Lord, how many Steeler fans are going to be there? So, and I'm saying that with Davante not being 100%, with Blake Bowers not being 100% as well. I'm saying that for that. If those guys are 100%, I don't know. Does anybody, I know Raider fan, do you see in those 9 games, do you see 4 wins in there?
Yeah, because I can see them winning a tough game. I can see them winning a tough game against a Kansas City or a Rams or a Bengals, and I think they could beat the Chargers week one.
That's the one I can't give them. And they was talking too crazy about Mahomes. I think the first time you see him,
they might get their ass beat for that. Yeah,
they might be able to get Cincinnati. That's on the road though. You know what I mean? Maybe. Depending on,
yeah, they could get the Jamar's Rams. There. I mean, like, there's a lot. Like, what if Joe Burrow's not playing?
That's
like,
what I'm
and you're not, Jamar's you're not, there. You certainly don't hope for stuff like that. But what type of shape is Matt Stafford going to be in Week 7? Is he good? Is he 100%? Is he the Super Bowl Matt Stafford? Is he a little roughed up, a little older? Like, where is that? Like, I understand looking at the schedule, we want to formulate all of these wins. I just can't. It's down.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Down as I am on the Raiders, a 2-7 team would be tough because that means you almost have to trade Davante Adams.
And what they're going to be banking on, I think, is if they're you know closer to 500, I think they're going to be looking at having a top 5 defense in the game. That's going to be what carries them.
Yeah, for sure.
They're capable of it. I mean, they got the personnel to have that type of defense. But I think that's what they're going to need to be like a 500 team at that point.
Interesting quote from Brandon Ayuk, who spoke to the media today that we'll pass along to you. Man, what a weekend to start the college football season.
Oh,
kids in the candy shop, baby. We'll talk about it. When D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I want to dive into the amazing weekend that was college football. But before we do, Brandon Ayuk spoke today. I think Trent Williams is speaking right now or just wrapped up speaking.
Boy, Ayuk sparkling and glistening like D-Lo.
Brandon, okay, was asked, he was asked like if there's any hurt feelings from, you know, the negotiation and, you know, the entire process, and is he able to move on from that now that he's back with the San Francisco 49ers? And I thought this was an interesting answer. And there's a lot that he said along the way. Sean has a great video up if you want to see it. It's 4 minutes. I don't want to play the entire thing, especially because the audience is, the reporters are mic'd so bad. But he talks about, this is where I wanted to be all along. There were different times I had to get my mind right. And here he was asked about any hurt feelings through negotiation.
I think I'm not gonna lie, I made it a little bit more difficult than it needed to at the end. it was like that for me. I'm not gonna say the whole entire time, but for about the past month, I think we were pretty good.
Last one.
Interesting little line there from Brandon Ayuk that maybe he made it a little bit more difficult than it needed to be there at the end.
Yeah, I forgot who reported it, but they had a little bit more of a breakdown on the notion that this has been the same deal since August 12th or whatever the day was.
Mm-hmm.
It gave a little bit more background to that. Albert Breer was the one who had it, actually. Mm. And he actually did a very, very extensive breakdown about how all this went down. Essentially, they had the offer there, and they didn't agree to it. And then they both kind of just walked away a little bit. And maybe a couple weeks later, they came back and they're like, the offer's here. Like, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And he took more time to think about it and ended up signing it. So it doesn't seem as if it's as simple as like the offer's here. And Brandon Ayuk was like, I'll get back to you. And just like never got back to him. It seemed like there was the offer. They had a break in negotiations. They didn't talk to each other. And when they did again, it was like, look, you know, the offer is the offer. Like, what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then they thought about it. So, his admission, he said he made it a little more difficult than he needed to. But at the end of the day.
A little half-assed grin on his face as he says it, too.
The end of the day, man, he got it done. They got it done. Yeah. He got paid. And he'll be there week one.
Trent Williams, I picked this video specifically because he's just walking to the podium with a big ass smile on his face.
How's it going?
Dressed like Kenny
nice
out
pants.
There.
Pretty faces.
The sign still delivered?
Yeah, it's pretty much done. I haven't signed anything, but
Trent, what was your goal? What did you look to accomplish through the whole thing?
Just security. Security. Obviously, it's a volatile league, and the guy, my stature, my age, I thought security was important, and that was all.
Did you loan him that outfit, or is that did he get that on his own?
Why would I loan him that outfit? Well, I don't have
a Gucci North Face or bad.
I don't have that type of gear.
Yeah, Casey does not wear Gucci.
Well, that's not true.
Where's Louis?
No, I do like true. Louis. I do like Gucci as well. I remember when they were trying to boycott Gucci, and that didn't last.
It never does. It never does. This looks like a good line. I want to hear this. I want to hear this line from Trent Williams' press conference moments ago. Hang on, here's Trent.
Over in your head?
No.
Nah,
I try not to think about it.
He's asked about the fines.
One of the things where you kind of know you're gonna leverage. It's for better lack of a better word, it's kind of war. Both sides gonna lose a little blood, but the way the white flag at the end, we both signed a little peace treaty, we good.
He said they waved the white flag at me. Trent's like, make no mistake about what's happening here today. I won. I
got
to
guarantee money. You know, is frustrated as I may have been from time to time with the whole situation. Look, man, Trent, this is it. This is it. This is your last opportunity to get a bag in your career. And he was like, I'm going to take this opportunity. I'm going to take this chance to try and get one last bag in my career, and hopefully it is everything that he wanted. They got everything that he wanted and he deserves.
Okay. Shout out to Trent.
Shout out Trent.
I'm anxious to, I'm kind of
back up, boy.
Irrationally excited to see the how this deal worked out. Because we threw 10 different versions of it out there. I'm curious if that's what it is. Is it the Aaron Donald deal where he can retire whenever he wants?
Well, you know, it feels like there's not a lot of ways that this could have went.
Well, he did say they waved the white flag. So,
so I mean, maybe different variations of the very astute Aaron Donald deal that you continue to talk about, but it was like, kind of felt like it was like,
gonna have give to pay me the my man money one way or another. Yeah.
Or I'm not showing up.
Yeah. Right, good luck with that. Good luck with that kid back there without me blocking him. And while you think he'll be okay, you don't know yet for sure. And it's not the year to try to figure it out.
No, it's not the year to try to figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, man. What an amazing weekend. What an amazing start to the college football season.
Man, I was hyped.
We got to watch that Colorado game in here together. And, man, there was just classic after classic after classic. I enjoyed watching Georgia humiliate Clemson. Wow. and all of the talk about Dabo afterwards. I heard this analogy. I don't remember who used it. It was on Get Up for sure, but I don't remember if it was Greeny who said it or one of the other guys. But they were like, Dabo was essentially saying, we don't sign free agents here. We just build through the draft, and that's the way we're going to do things. And watching them just get their teeth kicked in by Georgia, who I guess it's just until otherwise noted is the best team in the country.
And Georgia got off to a slow start.
Mm-hmm. First half was slow.
Yeah, they wasn't even cooking like that. And yep. They just kind of warmed down. Like, they're too much. Dabo's going to have to reevaluate that.
Hey, and
he's going to have to, because the game has changed. The game is not the same no more, Coach K.
That's the exact analogy I was going to use is you know, Coach K talking about the – you notice, though, when Mike Krzyzewski was like, he's one and done. That's not what we do here. Not only did he adjust, he knew, not going to make that mistake with the transfer portal.
No.
Not going to make that mistake again, and figured out how to work with the transfer portal. And whether you like it or you don't like it, it's a part of today's game. And you, I guess for lack of a better term, boycotting it is not going to do you any good.
No. You're going to play the Georges of the world, the Miamis the world. And they're going to stomp you out.
What they're gonna do?
What's gonna happen? So Debo, I wonder. Dabo. I wonder what's gonna happen, because I was reading some stuff about him before the season, and they said something to the effect of like, not that I forgot how they said it, but his heart. He was an Alabama guy, and like the natural progression was gonna be, if he left Clemson, it was gonna be Alabama, and I don't know exactly what happened, like if they didn't offer him or maybe they didn't give him enough money or if it was ever even close. But yeah, Alabama's locked up.
It would be funny if Nick said no.
Maybe Nick put the word out.
I'm stepping out, but it ain't going to be him. Shout out to Nick Saban, man. College, and it was going to be the first one. It was always going to be dope. But Game Day was fire.
Did you see Game Day live?
I didn't see it live.
Oh, but you saw the Saban clip, huh?
The one that with SOL. Yeah. I was really confused when he said it. I was like, "What did he just say?"
Right. I was wondering, did you see like did it air? Did it?
No, it aired. No, it aired. Yeah, it absolutely aired. But I don't think that word is bad anymore.
That's crazy, too. I don't know. Well, there's only one word.
Well, McAfee says it every other word on the show, on the podcast that airs on television. Yeah. I don't think that's a bad word anymore.
I guess not. There's only one word we know for sure is bad.
No, there's one. variations of it. There's different variations of that singular word that are bad.
Then there's words that can get you in trouble, but I don't think they bleep them.
Oh, yeah, there's a million ways you can get in trouble.
Yeah, but saving a wild boy. But the whole point with Dabo is the question was, like, what's he really doing now? Because it felt like Alabama was his next step. It's not there. He doesn't want to, you know, play by the – well, I shouldn't say play by the rules, but, like, step his game up at Clemson. What's going to happen to this guy? Is he just going to fade into Bolivian?
No. I hate it when that happens.
I don't know, man. I might get faded into Bolivian, you know what I mean?
And what makes it so much better is you look at what Miami did this weekend with Cam Ward, like 385, I think, in the air. He's a transfer.
Yeah, yeah.
He's from Washington State.
But he did, man, and you went and got him.
Exact. Buddy, this is the game. If you're not going to play it, you're – time as a player in this game is going to end quickly.
Hey, what do I say, which is a homage to The Wire all the time about a number of different things? The game is the game.
It's so weird because, like, I was watching, I can't remember what game it was, but they're talking, like, yeah, they lost some guys to the NFL or whatever, but they went, like, to the transfer portal. They were to pick up these guys. I guess it was, like, pro sports or whatever. Yeah, replace these spots with guys who are ready to go, this and that.
It was probably Ohio State. And I'm not even saying that, like, to be a jerk, but Ohio State playing the game.
Oh, Ryan Day is
this is the game.
Yep.
And we're going to be the best at it.
Yep. And we got an influx of money after our rival won the national championship.
Well, thank us.
Hey.
Acknowledge us.
Your boys didn't look that good.
Now, Fresno State had a quarterback.
I don't like what they're doing with the quarterback situation.
Yeah,
I need a QB there. Defense is still stout, though. I mean, this is going to be interesting to see what happens this week. Texas coming to the big house. That's going to be
so.
If they can beat Texas, that'll show me some stuff. I don't know if they have the personnel right now to get that done, though. Quarterback.
I've been thinking about this for 2 days. I don't know how to do this. I like Marcus Freeman a lot. I felt like they needed to get through one. They might. Their MO is they're going to cough one up that they have no business coughing up. But I like Marcus Freeman, and I'm going to choose to believe that maybe this Notre Dame team is different. I don't buy the mystique of Notre Dame. I think it is fraudulent, but this version of Notre Dame needed to win that game against A&M. A lot of people, including TK, said that they wouldn't. They did. And there was still a little left on the table where it's like, this team could be a little bit better. If they don't look at that game as the, well, we probably just made it to the college football playoff, and they find ways to continue to get better and they find ways to continue to work and they don't get caught in any of those trap games, Notre Dame could be a final four team, so to speak, this year.
Yeah.
That's a better football team than I gave it credit for. And I'm gonna weed out my disgust for the mystique and say Marcus Freeman could get the job done for this.
Did you see the video of him walking him out of the tunnel?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. That was some good stuff.
It was a good one.
That was some good stuff. He's walking him out of the tunnel. They're, you know, stadium's full, going crazy. And Marcus is leading these guys out. And he's walking like a coach or whatever. And then at some point, he just loses it. He's like, let's go. Like, getting in there. Let's go. Let's get out. Like, he was on one. He turned into, I'm assuming that he played. He turned back into a player and the energy that you get as a player in those environments. And he had them boys ready to play. He had those boys ready to play. And I think their defense is, I still got some questions on the offense. That's it right there.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, you gotta see this.
I got some questions on offense, but defense, I think they're gonna be primed and ready to go.
Let's watch this together. Marcus Freeman. I don't think there's any commentators. Oh my god.
I think it's a Notre Dame fan that might be taking the video, so he might say something.
Oh, that's right.
So they're walking out calm and now Marcus done turned up. He done turned up. The head coach
got his ankles out. I'm with it. I'm with this guy.
The head coach is turned up. He talking to the Texas A&M crowd now too a little bit.
I'm gonna mute this just in case that annoying fan cusses. Yeah, I see you. I see you, coach. Oh, yeah, he definitely just said one of those words.
Yeah, watch out, ref. Watch out. I got this. Don't worry about it. I'm good. We here.
Marcus Freeman suspended for putting his hands on an official before game one.
Now he talking to the people in the crowd. Yeah, he was stuck.
This is good stuff. Yeah, this is good stuff. He says, "Let's go." That's good stuff. I rock with Marcus Freeman, so I'll buy. I'll buy into Notre Dame. Jesse, you want in?
No,
I got a question for you, Jesse.
For me?
Yeah, for you and Damon.
He's almost offended that you were asking him a question.
Don't ask me if I buy Notre Dame.
But I mean, look, you know my MO. You know how I do things. When things don't go how I predict, who's the first one saying, damn, I was wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the first one. That's how I get down. That's how I get down.
Well, I say it in my head before I see you, like, that dude. But go ahead.
So that allows me to Barry Horowitz pat myself on the back. A lot of people were talking crazy on Friday with Cash Carraway's picks. I hope you listen. You would have got paid. Because your boy did go 3-0. We talked about those three games just now.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And in a controversial one, I gave you Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Friday at about 2-something, make sure you tapped in, Cash Carraway's picks, because I did well. Now, humble hearts. It's the numbers. Can switch at any time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to say I've got everything figured out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to keep working 1 week at a time to try and give you guys them ones that are going to get you dubs.
Mm-hmm.
But because they had Bobby J 774 in the chat the other day, whoever the hell was, oh, yeah, just like KC said last year. First of all, I was winning last year. Don't play me like that. Don't do that. Second of all, he ain't here today. He ain't here today. If I would have went 0-3, you know he would have been in here. And he's going to be in there next Friday. I'm talking crazy if I went 0-3. So I'm just saying, listen to your boy every Friday, Cash Carraway. You know what it is.
Okay.
But I got my question for both of you guys, though.
Okay.
Unless you have something to say.
No, I was going to transition from one motivational coach to one that sucks. But it can wait.
Well, it kind of goes together.
Oh, good. I love that you know exactly who I'm talking about. It's terrific.
We talk about Jesse made the comparison, which was a good one too, by the way, last week, saying Notre Dame is the Cowboys of college football.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask the question, is USC the Cowboys of college football? And I don't mean that disrespectfully.
No.
I'll tell you this, and this is what I'll talk about. Both teams have big wins on over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Only one spent the entire halftime of Florida State and Boston College being highlighted.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't Notre Dame.
Okay.
I think if both teams are good, I think the coverage will lean towards USC more than Notre Dame.
Well, that's fine.
Which is the Cowboys.
Yeah, but my thing is the USC's rarely is as good as the Cowboys. Like, the Cowboys often have really, really good football teams that just fall short. Now, if you're talking about from a coverage standpoint,
uh-huh.
that's a dead heat.
I think,
that's the 100-meter final at the Olympics.
I think Notre Dame's a little old school, a little played out. I think USC is
the definitely hotness. Old school.
Is the new hotness as far as coverage. I think if SC, like I said, I'm watching that game yesterday, Florida State and Boston College. The entire half was interviewing the quarterback, mm-hmm. breaking down SC's win in a phenomenal game.
Well, to be clear, the Notre Dame win wasn't super sexy either. Like, they didn't have a 400-yard passer or a 4-touchdown guy. Like, they didn't have any of that.
They
went out there and busted their ass to get a win. It was a very quality win.
They were both marquee games, though.
No, absolutely.
They were both primetime
absolutely.
Games.
Absolutely.
I think today SC, maybe Cowboys is wrong. Is SC more of the Lakers? Do you kind of see the difference?
Does it matter that one was on ABC and one was on NBC?
Whichamacallit was on ABC.
On your network?
They were both on ABC.
Oh, on
Notre Dame was on ABC
too? Okay.
Because Michigan was on NBC. Kirk was there.
I think Kurt maybe the Lakers works because the Lakers get covered the same whether their team sucks or not. So, yeah, I would lean more towards the Lakers and USC and the Cowboys and Notre Dame.
That's fair.
Because the Cowboys will fail. Inevitably. It's not shade. It's not a shot. We all know what it is. They're going to fail when it matters the most. And what's my frustration with Notre Dame? They'll be in that moment and they'll fail. And year after year, you convince us, no, this is this team. This is the team. And year after year, biggest game of the year, they fail. And that's what I'm choosing to believe will be different with Marcus Freeman because it turns out their previous coach is ass. But we'll get to that in a minute.
It's funny that that's the perception of Notre Dame. And trust me, I don't care about Notre Dame. Perception could be the perception. SC hadn't done nothing.
That's what I mean.
But they're like the same except almost worse. Like the game to get which to the
why,
games,
which is why I think
they lose. They'll be really good and get beat down by Utah or Oregon.
But that's why I think the Laker comp is better.
Gotcha.
That's why I think that was like, a good call. That's why
at least Notre Dame will win the game to get them to the playoffs.
Right.
They'll lose in the Pac-12 championship game.
That's right.
They'll lose in the last game. And they'll be 7-0 leading up to it or anything else like that. But I just saw that. That's the reason why I thought about that. I was watching that. The game.
I think it's also
yesterday, and it was they were heavy on USC.
We're essentially talking about a singular network when we talk about this stuff, right? And they dictate so much of the coverage of these teams, of these players across multiple sports. And that's an organization that has to find a team on the West Coast to gravitate to. And it's not going to be five of them. It's going to be one of them. And more often than not, it's USC. ESPN studio in Los Angeles, and the amount of stars that you can get involved with game days and pick'ems and all of that different stuff. Like from a television network, it makes more sense to lean towards USC than anyone else.
I can't front. I've grown to like SC more than I did 20 years ago. I like SC. I'm okay with SC. I want to see them succeed. Who did SC beat on Sunday, though?
Who did USC beat?
Yeah.
They beat – who did they beat? It wasn't A&M. That was Notre Dame.
LSU.
LSU. That's LSU.
Coach at LSU.
LSU is – darn it! I forget. Darn it! The phoniest behavior I've ever seen. And this is why, you know what? I'll apologize to Notre Dame because I thought it was y'all. It's not. It's him. This dude up here in the most telegraphed, the same, just slapping tables. Like, bro, you're the same guy who faked an accent when you got to LSU. You are the most disingenuous human being on the planet. You are the phoniest person in college football. Like, nothing about that clip looked real. He literally, you could see his brain working. Right now, I'm going to smack the table. All right, Brian. Whatever, bro. I do not like Brian Kelly. I do not
My
think
family.
I don't think he's a good football coach. And most importantly, I think he's a fraud.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you on that one. I talked about it on Sports Sunday. I don't think it was on the show. It was behind the scenes. Oh, man, I had, what is it, FOMO? Of that
Vegas, yeah,
that
yeah,
look yeah. Phenomenal. I didn't know they broke a record. They had the most attended
63,453. I don't know what it was 63,000.
That looked so lit.
Yeah, it was
that
fire.
Looked yeah, everything yeah, that, was fire. That. And then I was like, oh man, when's the next Vegas Kickoff Classic? They're not doing it again for like 2 years. I think I saw. So what the hell's going on there? Why aren't we doing this every year? But that looked That's phenomenal. Look. And then those are two of my, you know. My programs I support because you know I got my LSU ties. You know those are my people down there.
You're Baton LSU Rouge. Fan.
Well, I wouldn't say fan. I'm a supporter. You know I got the
New
Orleans
ties.
Yeah, to be
clear. Yeah, if Rich from anywhere wants to invite us to a game in Baton Rouge,
we make. That
I'm gonna pull up. I ain't gonna cheer for them.
Well, I'll cheer for them. That's family ties. That's family ties, man. You know, shout out to all my people down there.
Are you Michael J. Fox? What are you talking about?
Well, that's all my people in Louisiana. You know, I got family out there. You know, New Orleans is my people. So, you know, I want to see
where
them.
Where aren't your people besides Boston?
Oklahoma City and Boston.
Utah, too, probably?
No, not in Utah.
Well, Matt George is our people, and he's got connections to Utah. So we'll tie this all together. Trista Crick. Top of the hour. I'm sure she has a lot to say about all of this.
And before TK comes through, and maybe when she's here too as well, because she talks about everything. There's a scenario brewing. I ain't gonna say no more. There may be a decision that needs to be made, and I want to know what you would do if you were said person.
I don't know what he's talking about, so we'll be right back. Let's get Mitch real quick. We got the details on Trent Williams' contract that we'll pass along to you, but let's get Mitch here real quick. Mitch, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? Damon? Kenny?
What's going on, Mitch? How you doing, man? Now you call me Kenny. I can't even meet KC. Dang, that's how you feel, Mitch.
Mr. Karen, would that be better? Would that be better with a little more respect there, right? Is that what you're saying?
The internet was calling him Mr. Chairaway over the weekend. But
settle down, everybody.
All right, Casey. By the way, I saw you part of the do you like Domino's pizza also? Chuck E. Cheese? You like Domino's? I'm just curious.
Domino's is all right. Domino's, they put some type of seasoning on the crust now in the last couple of years that I actually like. Domino's is cool. I absolutely order a Domino's pizza.
No, it didn't go the way I wanted to, but it's okay. It's me.
Yeah, well, okay.
I agree with David. I can't say that was great with Brian Kelly. Well, what a coach. See Notre Dame losing and see Brian Kelly losing to my USC, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Those are your boys, too, Mitch.
I think be number one in that conference this year. I don't think I'm jumping the gun either. You see the wide receivers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're for real. And No disrespect to the number one overall draft pick, but this quarterback may be better for what Lincoln Riley wants to do.
Yeah, he only had 2 years. You know, his numbers are pretty good. I wonder if you know that it was already decided who won the Heisman. So, I mean, he didn't play in the Holly Bowl, and he saw Miller Morse. He's the real deal. It's going to be a quarterback factory. I'm following his recruiting. I love it.
They
don't seem to come from the Northeast. It's always you California boys. It was great. Good start. And of course, my DJ, Young Lally, it's off to a good start.
That wasn't terrible.
There you go, Mitch.
That wasn't terrible. Hey, right on, Mitch.
I think the Raiders can get him in the seventh round.
Well, Mitch. You know, well, I mean, I ain't going to say the young fella, but, oh, man, you might not be wrong, brother.
Mitch, yeah, it wasn't good. Oh, there's a lot more college football we could do. Like the FSU is a mess. Well, Florida's a mess.
I want to get to Trent.
Yeah, I got it.
I want to get to Trent, but that was part of my question. There may be two jobs available.
Florida and Florida State.
Well, definitely those. Definitely those. They will be. Florida will be for sure. Florida State, who knows, maybe they can save the season. But Florida definitely will be.
I was looking at it. There's a pattern to Florida State. We'll go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, the two jobs I was thinking about was FSU and the Dallas Cowboys. If you coach Prime, which one you taking?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
FSU or the Dallas Cowboys?
What's he want? Well, FSU probably pays more.
Okay.
His son's going to be in the NFL.
Yeah.
Obviously, if his son is on the Dallas Cowboys, he's taking the Dallas Cowboys job.
And if he reiterated, did you see that over the, I don't know if it was over the weekend, but he was with $1 million worth of game with Wallow and Gilly, and he said, there are teams that we want to go to. If that team ain't picking, it's going to be Eli Manning.
Hmm.
He reiterated, that's what it is.
So my question is, would he take the Cowboys job if his son played for another team?
Mm.
Would he coach against his son?
It doesn't feel like he would. That's a good point.
And that could, like, if Shador on the Cowboys is realistic, Deion on the Cowboys is realistic. If Shador, if there's another team, if he's on the Falcons, then, which that doesn't make sense. If he's on, I don't know what, but the Commanders, if he's on, that doesn't make sense either. Wait a minute. What team is he? The only one that makes sense is the Cowboys. Yeah. What team am I missing? He's not going to the Ravens.
No.
I'm thinking of all the teams he played for. He's not going to the Ravens. He's not going to the Falcons. He's not going to the Commanders. The Falcons
were the Raiders
have
their, on that list.
The Falcons have their young quarterback.
Like the Raiders might have been on that list.
Okay, that's different because he could realistically land with the Raiders.
Yeah, that's very realistic. But to your point, I mean, there's only two teams.
The chat's saying Vegas,
the Raiders, and the Cowboys, with only openings. It feels like.
First of all, that's doing AP dirty.
Yeah, that's doing AP dirty. Sure. I don't think you move on from AP. That's my boy.
Here's the only way I think I can answer this. If it's Sanders in Dallas with the possibility, I think he'd take the Dallas job. If it's any other scenario, the FSU job. That's what I think he does.
He also, Deion got a wallet because he said, I gotta see him actually say this. I heard this quote. He said, yeah, me, or no, he didn't say me. He might, I don't know, I'll find it. But he said something to the effect of, Shador, Coach Prime, and Travis Hunter, we're a package deal.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so how is that supposed to happen?
All right, Prime.
How is that supposed to happen?
Funny thing about that FSU job, they were 13-0 last year. Crying about, you know, being left out of the playoff with like half of their roster hurt. They get annihilated in the Orange Bowl, question mark.
Yeah.
But so in a nutshell, it's like, okay, this is an overreaction. 13-0 last year. They're 0-2 this year. But the story of Mike Norvell as a coach, the year prior, he had lost three games in a row that took them out of everything. The year prior, they started 0-4 and never got out of the gate.
Yeah.
So right now, last year is the outlier.
Right.
He's over his three seasons and two games, he's a lot closer to the guy we saw last night than the guy we saw last year. And Florida State can't afford that.
No.
They cannot afford that.
I'm with you. I think if I was him, and maybe I'm just hoping because I don't want my guy Prime to be affiliated with the Cowboys again, I would take the FSU job. Because you probably can't get Shador where
I would love if Deion was the coach of the Cowboys. I'd love that so much.
I would not. Not because he might be good at it. I don't know, but I just don't want him back with the Star, man. That hurt me when he went to the Star. When he left the night, I heard. I said, Deion, Deion, why? Why, Deion? Why?
What was the headline? Is this man worth $20 million? Was that the headline? That's a perfect transition into Trent Williams' contract. From his agency, 3 years, $82.6 million, $48 million guaranteed at signing, $25.6 million as a signing bonus. Most cash for any lineman in year one at 27.6. Most guaranteed money for any lineman since 2021. That's $103 million. Puts his career earnings, oh, this would be fun, at $358 million. And his total guarantee at $184 million, the richest non-quarterback in NFL history.
Gosh, he made $184 million?
I think he will make $184 million.
Wow. Salute to him.
Yes, indeed.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.